the Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Oh my gosh. Nathan.
What? I can't
this
hear
is the song. You can't hear. Okay. How's that? Are you on? How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Or good no. Hello. Where are we? Hey, it's Thursday night. Why did I say good morning? Hey, good evening. We, you know what?
You're killing me.
You know that it's great when you're with a buddy.
Totally.
Because we are live here on KTNR. It is North State Now that is brought to you by our sponsors, the Redding Civic Auditorium, Black Bear Diner, which you heard earlier, Carlene's Restaurant Bar and Grill, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are a magazine formatted show. I love it. I'm here live tonight. This is not a pre-recorded show. And I want to say hello to our producer, Jared.
Hello, and happy evening.
Happy.
Are you sure it isn't morning?
No. Well, you know, sometimes we're pre-recorded.
Could be before the dawn has broken.
No, it's really good. It's dark outside. We've got, you know, the beautiful the sprinkle lights and everything. And my guest tonight, you know, is my good friend, somebody who I respect and admire, and I always have a great time. We go next door to Kobe Steakhouse. We have a little wine and sushi. I'm not going to say I'm in the giggle mode because of that. It's because I feel free and easy around somebody who I love our conversation about music, what's happening in Redding, the industry. He feeds my soul that way. I so much need that as far as, like, you know, building, where you're going, and something that inspires me. A person, a place, and things with music, ambition, integrity, and that's Mr. Nathan Parmalee.
Wow, that was quite the build.
And talent buyer, advocate of trying to grow the Redding Civic Auditorium, which you've done. The last time Carl and I went to a concert there was to see Mr. Willie Nelson, and a wonderful artist. We're going to have to cue up one of those songs that Carl loves so much that was from Tennessee Jet. And, you know, I think he just became a huge star in the Redding area. A lot of people didn't, I don't know if they knew of him, but that's all that somebody has to do is say, you know, I was a veteran and thank you for your service. And then he performed a song that he wrote, and it just really rippled, had a ripple effect on the audience. Well, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. It's always amazing to be with you.
And you know, you always as we assemble and fall and bump and do all the things that we do as we progress and we grow.
Yeah.
You and I have always held each other up and admired each other in our desire to expand.
That's right. In our desire to advance Redding.
Yes.
Build culture and build community.
Yes. And so I love to hear your stories always about, because you're in the trenches. You are traveling to New York. You're traveling to Nashville. You're working with talent buyers and agents and people who book some of the biggest acts, if not the biggest acts in the world. And then other people who may have one time been the biggest act in the world. But, you know, we all have a season.
That's right.
We all have a reason.
Yep.
And people are still big fans of nostalgia.
That's right. And there are some really tremendous legacy acts out there that are available to us. And so I'm actively
actively every day. And so I'd love to hear the stories about you guys are here.
Mm-hmm.
We hear, you know, some things we can't really announce because maybe they're not signed, but maybe they're going through, the wormhole.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to frame it.
Yeah, you're going through the wormhole, whatever that, you know, it may look like this now,
but
it gets through the wormhole and it has another face.
Yeah.
But it's still the intention.
Sure. Well, and I mean, it's the dynamic of like when, you know, when a tour is announcing, it's like you've got this artist that's going to play like 30 dates, you know, and you've got to bring all of these venues and all these promoters together. And it's like, okay, Redding, Sacramento, Reno, Portland, Seattle, Tacoma, like we're doing this. You got your date. You got your cool metal band you've been going after, but we're not going to announce it until next Thursday.
So you have, speaking on those terms, you can't announce it tonight.
That's right.
But Redding, pull up your bootstraps because Tuesday you are going to make a special announcement of somebody you booked.
Yep.
And that you've got these little laws and little rules. You can't announce it until, and that's because, to speak highly and to advocate what they're doing to protect their stream of people, but they can't announce until they have an okay from, let's say, Reno or Stockton.
Sure.
Or
it's about having all of the ducks in a row.
Right.
It's about having a professional execution, you know, of the marketing and the promotions that go into making these tours and these shows successful.
Well, we came in our show tonight and we were like, wait a minute, I said good morning, and we were giggling and like, where are we? What are we doing? Let's focus. And we were listening to, can you play that snippet again? This and the Tantrums.
Yeah.
Now, we know that we hear this song when we're at the rodeo.
That's right.
We hear this song when we're watching the kids and people on the side, and they're doing the view in the audience, and everybody's like, here we go.
It just makes you want to dance.
Here we go. 'Cause you don't even know. I can make your hands clap. Here we go. I don't care how old you are. It's still good. Okay,
it is good.
So this band is coming to the Redding Civic Auditorium.
That's right.
Let's talk about this band a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Fits in the Tantrums.
Totally. So they're just, you know, so in my efforts to expand the market, you know, to expand Redding's music horizons, you know, one of the categories that I've been jumping into is alternative rock. And Fits in the Tantrums is kind of like one of the, you know, the consummate bands in that space. And I've got a great relationship with the guys that book them out of LA. They're booked out of William Morris.
Ooh, yeah. The biggest agency
right,
in the world.
Right down there and, you know,
are they the
sparkly,
biggest now?
Sparkly Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And, you know, and in fact, you mentioned me going out and traveling and going to all these places. I've actually been to the WME offices in LA.
Mm-hmm. Wilshire Boulevard.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a good memory.
Well, it used to be my old territory, directly across from the Beverly Hills Country Club.
That's exactly where they are. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I've spent some time with those guys and have just, you know, kind of put Redding on their radar. And so Fitz is one of the opportunities that they brought me, you know, as a result of our connection.
It's first time ever performing in Redding, and they're going to be here. When we get back from this break, we are going to talk more about Fits in the Tantrums, upcoming shows at the Civic. We're going to be giving tickets away to Fits in the Tantrums on that specific date. More on that when we get back here. I'm KCNR 96.5 FM, listening live via KCNR1460.com and 1460 AM New York Talk Radio. I'm here with Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer extraordinaire for the Redding Civic Auditorium. We'll be right back. And this is Fits in the Tantrums.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I thought, okay.
Where are we?
Downtown Reading, and it's gross. Okay, welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I didn't introduce myself here on the last.
We're jamming out to Fits and the Tantrums right now.
I want to hear the first line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're going to have a dance floor.
Oh, for real. Yeah, we're going to have an open floor at this show. No seats on the floor. So you can totally, like...
Oh, my God. This is, like,
totally let go.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have some, you know, pogo jumping, as they used to call it. Welcome back. We are live. I'm here with...
There you go.
What's the date?
It's March 12th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I may have to be front and center.
No, you're going to have to go.
Sweating it out there. Well, okay, welcome back to our show. We are live. Yes, and I'm here with Nathan Parmalee. He is the talent buyer bringing this wonderful act. And you know what's really great is that the Civic is, you know, you're going forward. You're reaching out to nostalgia and acts like, you know, Fits in the Tantrums.
Sure.
Which you would hear that name and go, oh, God, I don't want to. Well, you heard the first song coming in. If you go to the rodeo, if you go to anything that has to do with a game, this is a song that they're playing.
It's a staple.
It's a staple. It's a stadium song. Everybody clap. Sure. Everybody clap now. And this one, so feel good. And that's the particular night you're going to have on March 12th. So we do have tickets to give away for that particular night here in Redding, California, March 12th. It fits in the tantrums. We know that you have experienced a little bit of maybe an FM signal problem that we've been having. So for you AM, the switch over to AM online, we're going to give those tickets away to you tonight at 605-4567. I did put that in my Facebook. If you'd like to go March 12th, I'd like to give those tickets away to somebody who would love and covet them, because I know I would. 605-4567 for Fits in the Tantrums, which is starring and gracing the stage, and you can have a ball on that. So let's Fits in the Tantrums, all the field winter tour 2020 with special guest, Twin XL. Extra Large.
Twin XL. Yeah.
Ooh. Who are they?
They're the support for the Fitz tour, and they're great.
And let's talk about this. Their fourth studio album, Fitz in the Tantrums, according to one critic, is the kind of band that communicates best in concert. But this album serves as a fine proxy and party starter.
For sure.
Yeah, we feel that right now, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a party. It's going to be a big party.
So 605-4567, you can have tickets to go to that particular concert. We love giving tickets away here, so we hope that you can make that at 8 o'clock p.m. for our local visitor. And those are like $46 tickets.
Yeah.
So, you know, with Nathan, you come on and you always do something like that. And sometimes people call later and they said, I was listening, but I couldn't get away. So we've had that happen before. And I'm telling you, the first person that dibs on this gets that. Okay, also coming up in March is Ronnie Millsap.
Mm-hmm.
He is really a country soul singer. He would have been popular in the 80s, early 90s. He was such a star of his generation. He is so talented. Multidimensional is American South. Millsap provided country music with one of his most important voices as the genre is moving beyond its rural roots. And that's the truth. This is when I was in Nashville from 95 to 2000.
Yep.
It would have still been at the back and right coming out of the Hat Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks was starting Shania Twain. So Ronnie Millsap would have been right at the kind of the end of not, you know, but he represents classics. Can we pull up a Ronnie Millsap song there for us? Thank you. I'm just testing. Sure. What did you find out about him?
What did I find out about him? Well, I found out that he is, he's a great performer. He puts on an incredible show, and that he's a really great fit for the community in terms of what Reading wants to hear. You know, it's like you talked earlier about the diversification of bringing in an act like Fits in the Tantrums. Well, you know, when you're programming a performing arts facility like the Civic Auditorium in Reading, California, you really want to bring something in for everyone. So, you know, the folks that love Ronnie Millsap, you know, are prolific in the community. So, you know, we definitely want to make music.
Could you put fillers out before you hire somebody, but book somebody? I mean, like, do you do like a questionnaire? Because there are probably people of the current generation that really don't know Ronnie unless they grew up on country when you had like Hank Jr., Loretta Lynn. Actually, he was after Loretta Lynn, so he would have been popular around the 80s and 90s.
The tension point with where you're going there is because the industry is based on like the commercial success and the commercial viability of artists where they are in their careers. You know, it's like there are artists who are playing theaters, performing arts centers. There are artists that are playing arenas and stadiums. And so there's a, you know, there's a range of artists depending upon the types of venues that they're interested in playing and the crowds that they're connecting with. Where, you know, where there's a, you know, there's a sector of the entertainment industry that, that a venue like ours has access to. So that's kind of where I tend to focus.
Okay, so let's hear a
Does
little.
That make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I love that about you because you're what you're bringing to Reading is multidimensional.
Sure.
And that's what we are becoming. And
totally.
We're not just a one-trick pony in
totally.
Reading. You see the big a movement that's
sure.
happening with the downtown buildings. That's not because we're yeehaws hitting that are just hanging out being
totally.
The same. We want progression and
totally.
Growth. And we want to see, we want our city to grow in a way, and I think that a lot of the what we're seeing here
sure.
with the bookings that you're doing
sure.
shows that. So let's do a little snippet of Ronnie
cool.
Millsap, who's coming up March 22nd. Have been like the loop,
yeah,
but that's not a Ronnie Millsap song, so that's all right. Jared, bring us some money. So,
Ronnie,
well, maybe
no,
that's him. Wait,
no
wait, 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 wait. Here he comes, he's coming out.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight.
The band had to play for a while.
If you think that it ain't feeling right,
yeah,
but darling. There ain't
it's
no
got a groove to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
there's a groove for sure.
That you need to be free. But there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling. There ain't no getting over me.
All right. So you know that he sells out stadiums all over the world. He's a classic. Ronnie Millsap will be at the Reading Civic March 22nd. That's right after if you go to Fits in the Tantrums with the All Feels Winter Tour March 12th. And so we're not giving tickets away to Ronnie Millsap, but we're teasing all night long about all the great stuff that's going on here with Nathan Parmalee, who's the talent buyer, the guy's making all of these bookings happen. And every day you're trying to create, you know, what it is to talk with the booking agents,
mm-hmm.
the talent buyers, the people who are doing tours and routing people through. You've actually had an opportunity to bring in Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was already something booked at the Civic, you weren't able to book him on that particular date. That's called a what?
Routing. You're talking about the routing situation.
Right.
So what a lot of your listeners probably don't understand is when it comes to artists playing venues, it really is it's like putting a puzzle together. And it's not necessarily, you know, the Civic or Reading dictating to an artist, hey, we want you to play this date per se. It has to do with what those touring plans are of the artist and how their plans intersect with the avails, the available dates that we have on our calendar.
That's a term, ladies and gentlemen.
Avails
is a little like in a shortened version. The avails.
You're
okay.
being brought in on the lingo. So, but my job as a booking representative for the venue in Reading is to be on the radar, is to have our venue on the radar, to have the right relationships with the booking agents, with the band responsible agents, with the management companies that are managing these bands and these artists' careers, so that when they're touring and when they're going up the West Coast, they're like, hey, we've got to play Reading because there's a great venue there and their crowds are awesome. And I reference those two things specifically because we hear it. We have tour managers tell us, wow, your building's amazing. Wow, your team is amazing. Wow, your crowds are amazing. So artists who are coming here are having a good time, which helps us be on the map. It's like, and when also, you have a great experience.
Yes, that's true. But that you also said that the tour manager is kind of the key ingredient. Because the tour manager,
he's the one, she is the one. It's almost more important that they're happy than it is even the artist.
They're going to come out and do their show.
Because the tour manager,
they're the front person. They're going to come out and make sure that they deal with you, they deal with the house.
They run
the show. So you better be nice to the... Right. And some people don't understand what it takes to put on a concert.
No, they don't.
So that's why we're happy to have Nathan Parmalee with us tonight. I know we've got to take a break here. Yeah. We're going to come back with the second half of our show here, which we are live here on the 30th of January. Oh, my God, the month is coming to an end. And so we appreciate Nathan being with us, talking about some upcoming concerts. We're giving tickets away, Fits in the Tantrums. It's 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Once in every life, someone comes along, and you came to me. It was almost like a song.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And welcome back to Your State Now. This is the evening time.
Well, hello there.
This is Willie Nelson you're listening to with Linda Bott and Nathan Parmalee, who is the talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. And we are live here with North State Now, and of course, we do the first Thursday of every month, but if there's five Thursdays, I enjoy adding the last Thursday of the month. So I asked Nathan to come on and be my guest, and we're talking about some of the upcoming civic shows. We started with a Fits in the Tantrums when we began our show, and here we are in the second half. We're playing Willie Nelson, who just performed, and the reason I'm going here,
yeah,
Nathan, as you know, is that he recently sold out,
yeah,
at the Civic.
Yeah.
And we had a ball. It was a great night. He did about an hour and a half of performance, mm-hmm, with brilliant musicians.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an opening act.
Yeah, Tennessee Jet.
And you say Jet, Tennessee,
yes.
Jet.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee Jet was a guy that came out, or is a guy that came out, and played harmonica kind of like Bob Dylan, and played guitar, and wrote, just had beautiful songs. Like, oh, okay, I mean... What I really appreciated was that the audience listened,
mm-hmm,
and he wasn't just eye candy. He was a deep poetic musician, and he played a song, and I think he said, "I'm a veteran, and I appreciate any veterans in the house." And of course, you know, a lot of people stood up, and.
Yeah.
And then he played a song that my husband, 33 years in the Marines, ended up talking about on the radio and then playing it for some guests. And then the guests had called me and said, oh, my dad was a Vietnam veteran. I got to get that song. That was so amazing. So it was a ripple effect of what good music can do and how it bridges all worlds.
That's
so
true.
Can we play a little bit of that? I think Jared's queued that up in the song. It's called what?
Never Forget.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah, totally. No, for real.
All it takes is a date or a smell or a sound. And I'm buried alive but above the ground. My knees get weak, I get dizzy in my head. Chains around my chest, I can't catch my breath. Cause I can't forget. I'll never forget. Well, I came home with my head held high. Few days shy of the 4th of July. If I cut the sky, smoke filled the air. Had me reaching for a gun that wasn't even there. Cause I can't forgive.
All right, thanks, Jared. Because this was a song that I know that a lot of veterans and that, you know, the rate of like what we're experiencing with, you know, veterans coming back with the suicide rate. And that really, it had a resonating effect, and that's what great music can do. And what artists, you know, obviously this guy totally tapped into a feel. And again, I mean, you know, here's a guy you've never really probably heard of opening for Willie Nelson. And you call those?
Well, the industry, yeah, that's how they break an artist. How you introduce the world to an artist like Tennessee Jet is by putting them in front of someone as established as Willie Nelson, because it provides them with an opportunity to connect with an audience that would have never heard them before. And it's part of the beauty and the strategy of having, you know, support artists with headliners. There is amazing music being created every day, and it's almost like, how do you keep up? I mean, the creative spirit is alive, you know, in the music industry. I mean, sometimes I hear people say, you know, oh, I'm just tired of the same old thing, and I'm just, you know, there's nothing new out there. And I'm like, have you hit Spotify? Like, have you started listening to, like, new artists and stuff? It's like there's actually a lot of great creatives. I love to refer to an artist as a creative because ultimately an artist is a creative. You know, it's like to be an artist is to create. You know, it's to bring something to life. And the thing that I love about music is music has a way of penetrating our being. It goes to the very core of our souls and can connect a truth that we don't actually have the capacity to understand or receive any other way.
We can't put words to it sometimes.
That's right.
And that's what this guy did that night. And like I said, it resonated. It moved on. Carl played it. Other people heard it. He posted it. It's like, I want to know what that... Yeah.
When you feel the power, it's undeniable.
And it could be in any kind of format.
That's right.
But, you know, the beautiful thing is that. So I'm curious, and we all are, as you're looking for new acts that you're trying to book, new old or yesteryear. So can we share with our listeners some of the offers that you have out? Meaning that, again, if somebody can route through.
Yeah. I mean, basically how this, I mean, really honestly how this game is played is I'm looking at artists and I'm looking at how they're selling. I'm like, really the artists that I'm targeting that I'm working to get to Reading are artists that are selling on average anywhere between 2 and 5,000 tickets a show. Because I know that in that sales threshold, based on our market and our capacity, the taste, et cetera, I know that that artist is going to make sense in our room as long as they fall within the personality and the taste spectrum of what the Reading area, the North State area collectively is interested in. And so I have probably 100 offers out. And like, let's take Willie Nelson as an example. It took me 3 years of resubmitting that offer, adjusting that offer, talking to the agent, looking for dates, you know, working. It's like solving problems, you know, problem solving.
Lots of schmoozing. Let's just say what it is. No, I mean, you've got to get people's trust.
That's
and they
got
to like you.
You have
and,
to build. It's
oh
a relationship game. It's a relationship game.
It's energy. Talk about the energy that goes into
that. But when the stars align, when the stars align, you have that really special night. You have that really special experience. I mean, one of the things that I'm keenly aware of is that, you know, some of the concerts that happen in our room, that happen at the Cascade and other performing arts centers, is those are some of the best nights of people's lives, of that year or of that decade, when their favorite artist who shaped their lives when they were teenagers are live in front of them on that stage and they're connecting with the spirit of that music. It's like living in another dimension.
I keep telling you, I don't know what we have to do to get Casey and the Sunshine Band booked. Because I want to do a disco diva night. And I will be front and center. I will have that whole downstairs. Girls.
Down.
Listening to me right now,
you've mentioned them before.
Casey and the Sunshine. Now, you know they're still a touring.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and the Village People are on the back.
Oh,
right. Come
so
on.
So I have an
that
offer.
Would be a great duo. Are
I
you
have
kidding?
An offer out on the Village People. They're doing a... No, I'm serious.
They're back alive.
They have a 40th anniversary tour. They're actually...
I'm not ashamed, are you?
No.
Hell no.
They're playing... they're doing the Bottle Rock Festival.
Oh, well,
they're
going
to be in Napa. And so we tried to grab a date next to Napa. Unfortunately, we don't have the avail.
Well, maybe next year.
But no, but it will happen. So... I know we're short on time.
What about Casey? No, okay. All right, let's go back. Okay, we've got a minute before this break. Yeah. Let's get a couple names.
So I've got like 100 offers out. Like, I'm just going to rattle off a couple. Like Alice in Chains, Bob Dylan, Doobie Brothers, John Fogerty, John Mellencamp, Shinedown, Steve Miller Band, Tim Allen. Those are just, I mean, I'm literally just skipping over
and
through.
Yeah, but you've got some rock, real rock in there too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Flaming Lips.
Yeah. We've got Sammy Hagar on here.
Mm.
We've got Papa Roach on here. I mean, I'd love to get Lynyrd Skynyrd here. They're kind
yeah.
of
Yeah, they've like doubled whatever. Yeah, yeah, well, but that doesn't mean that
we
they
can't afford them, right?
Well,
now.
If they hear that Reading is the bomb and they got to be here because it's totally cool, and yeah. they want a houseboat and float down the river
That's
and go to
real.
Burning Falls, they may come.
That's real.
That's what it's all yeah. about.
And we do that.
Yeah,
we hook them up.
You hook them up. I like that. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, Nathan Parmalee, who is the talent buyer of the Reading Civic Auditorium, all kinds of great things coming up. We're going to talk about, again, some upcoming concerts as well that you want to mark in your calendar and know that they will be there. Tuesday coming up is a brand new, there'll be
A
new show announcement. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back. Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org. Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm sorry, I have leopard shoes on, and they just happen to go up in the air because it's tasty.
I'm going to try to get them here
I
for your birthday.
I want a backstage pass. Yes. I could book that place. At least I know I've probably got 100 ladies
we'll
that would drag
you.
Their husbands along, and it would be like, I don't care. You're coming? There we'll is get, no, I'm not taking no for an
we'll
answer.
We'll get you the VIP.
Okay, so we're talking about all the wonderful things. Now, Lewis Black is coming, and you know what? I think that's interesting because your show, some of the comedians that come here are raunchy.
Oh, yeah.
Raunchy.
They are.
You know, kind of like white.
Like,
Ron
who
White.
Is the, yes.
Raunchy.
And, no, he is raunchy, and so is George Lopez. I'll never forget. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people know these folks by their TV personas.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, that is just a persona.
Now, I wonder if
Tim
Allen.
The live comedy show is.
Yeah. You've got an offer out on Tim Allen, which I think would totally sell out, you know. But I'll tell you who wasn't raunchy was Jay Leno.
No.
He was a gentleman.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, and it was good, and I enjoyed it, and he was soft on politics, and I like that kind of stuff. Anyway, Lewis Black, we tried to find a clip that he dropped the F-bomb about, I didn't know, we thought, okay, we have a 7-second delay, so we could play it and go beep, and then da-da-da beep. Now, doesn't mean that that's what would be if you were going to go see him, but chances are if you're offended by the F-bomb, maybe, I don't know. But he's going to be, it's called It Gets Better Every Day Tour. He will be at the Civic March 29th. And, you know, if you really want to go and have fun with somebody who's the king of rant, $39 to $59, that's really reasonable.
They're great ticket prices.
He is brilliant in many of his ways to make the absurdities in life. He talks about current events, social media, politics, and anything else that exposes the hypocrisy and madness he sees in the world, you know, and that's what comedians do.
Totally. Yeah.
Good stuff. That's a good get. And then, of course, Dancing with the Stars Live.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love that?
For real.
And that
they
is,
put on an amazing show.
They certainly do. And you're the one that was telling me, I think, one of the dance shows that you were sharing that they had their ice tubs in the back.
Oh, yeah. No, those guys are working hard on stage. They're wearing their bodies out. And, like, the second they're, you know, off stage, they have to, like, submerge themselves in that ice water to help repair their bodies.
Well, this is, you know, I was telling you about this docudrama or whatever you want to call it on Netflix called Cheer.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are on scholarships and the tumbling in the 4 and the 5 hours of the intensity that they work on for their routines. So we don't realize that it's like a player, like a tennis or a football or a basketball.
It's intense athletics.
You think about the athleticism in Dancing with the Stars. I just know from right here doing it the Shasta County style, most people are injured by the time they get on stage.
Oh, wow.
Because they think the body does that naturally, but those dancers,
they've been professionally trained and they've been dancing professionally, you know, they've been practicing and doing all of the things necessary to get your body into the necessary form and shape that it needs to be in to perform that way. But if you really stop and think about what they're doing on stage, it's extra human.
It is extra human, and it's, like you said, it's very athletic, and so that's going to be April 2nd. And again, $49 tickets to 72, VIP, 190. Now, those tickets are when you get to actually meet and greet and get back with the stars, which are really great. But that's an ABC long-running favorite, Dancing with the Stars. It's the live tour, which is what would have been last season. You'll always pick, they'll pick a star out,
right,
a couple of stars out, and you've got the actual dancers that you see, that are the pros that
that's
have come
right.
back year after year. And
that's
it's
right.
wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Very romantic, very family oriented. Great thing to take your kids to that have watched it. And yeah. Okay.
It's awesome.
And then also coming up on, June 18th, I mean, in between all of these, okay, you guys, this is the hard copy. There are releases that happen that Nathan can't really talk about until, like, on Tuesday. There's a new release that's coming
out. We have a show that'll be happening in May that will be announced on Tuesday.
You mean Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll work harder next time.
I would, if I had a cruise booked and I knew they were coming, I'd cancel it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I would.
That's
oh,
saying
oh,
a lot.
Oh, yeah. I would say, sorry, next year. I am going to.
Well, they're going to the top of my list.
I would start working out really hard so I could dance all night long and not, like, hit the floor after two.
And not kill yourself.
Okay, so could you tell me a little bit about the Hillsong Worship Awake Tour?
Well, so Hillsong Worship, I mean, for anyone who loves, you know, spiritual worship-oriented music, I mean, Hillsong really is kind of the preeminent.
Top of the top.
Yeah, there. I mean, we're actually quite fortunate to get Hillsong to Reading because, you know, these folks play arenas, they play huge rooms. You know, the fact that they're going to play a 2,000 cap venue like ours, you know, really is extraordinary. So this is an amazing show that we are, you know, that we're getting here. But I mean, you know, anyone who goes to church, you know, on Sunday morning and is singing worship, you know, I'm sure at least one of those songs in the lineup is a Hillsong song, because they have literally written some of the greatest and some of the biggest worship music that gets sung today.
And so we have special guest Kari Job. Is it Job?
It's Kari Job.
Mm-hmm. Kari Job and Cody
Carnes. Mm-hmm.
And those are the special guests that will be there for the Hillsong Awake Tour, which is June 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And again, your tickets are 24 to 62.
Mm-hmm.
Very reasonable to think of going to a concert for two people in Reading and have it be under $100.
Totally.
And then really have an experience.
Yeah.
Just so exciting. So again, let's go over the rundown. We have Fits in the Tantrums, which is, we started off with that song. Could you play that for me one more time? I'm gonna test Jared. I need to hear the clap song because I love this song.
It's the fun one.
Yep. Everybody.
Get your party on.
Fits in the Tantrums, All the Wheels Winter Tour 2020, with special guest Twin XL, March 12th. And we do have tickets here. We're giving away tonight, 605-4567, for that event.
Because you don't even know. I can make your hands clap.
I'm too. Okay, I still like to clap my hands.
Well, aren't we all?
Okay.
Everybody then, claps their hands to that.
Right, and then Ronnie Millsap, again, who's going to be March 22nd. Mm-hmm. Louis Black, March 29th. Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars Live, April 2nd. And the reason I wanted you to come on and we could go through these dates is because, January's gone.
Yeah.
February's flying by.
Yeah. It all happens fast.
March, April. These are in March and April.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one that's in June, which is the Hillsong Worship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flying by 2020. So what would you like to close with? Because you have worked so hard at bringing the Reading Civic Auditorium with your staff and your crew. You brought in Julie. You have... You know, Emily, you've got people working around you who, you know, people at the box office. Do you want to mention their names?
Yeah. I mean, so Holly Nichols is our box office supervisor, front of house manager. You know, she's the one that makes sure that everything runs smooth when you show up, you know, to go grab your seat. You know, she's the one who coordinates with our usher volunteer team.
What do we have, darling?
I just want to say Grace Anderson called in to get those tickets.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Well, congratulations. And I'll have them here at the station, and they're hard tickets. So you want to come by, and Jared will take you had her phone number. Good. Excellent. Jared, you did a great job tonight. I've made him move all over the place. Okay, so you've got Holly Nichols.
Yeah, so Julie Dyer is our general manager.
Yay.
Julie is one smart, dedicated gal. So she's really changed the culture of the facility and is just doing a remarkable job. And then we've got our Bryans and the production team. They're the ones who make sure that, you know, all of the fancy lights are, you know, hitting on cue and that everything's in the right position and that the sound is great. Brian Howe and Brian Doan, they run
our production.
I
was really impressed with Willie and, again, with Tennessee Jet.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear.
Yeah.
We could hear. And we were sitting on stage right back in row N. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've sat in different, we have sat in different areas up on the, up in the risers.
Yep.
On the stage left.
Yep.
We've been in balcony before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really.